Let everyone regulate his conduct by the golden rule of doing to others, as in similar circumstances we would have them do to us, and the path of duty will be clear before him. Heroes of Faith, William Wilberforce by Vicky from Spokane. Inspired by his Christian faith, William Wilberforce persisted against the powerful slave trade, worked within the government system, and through his and others' unrelenting determination, managed to end slavery in the British Empire in the 1800s. This man inspires me because he was so faithful to his spiritual beliefs and showed it by his actions in the real world. He faced defeat after defeat and yet continued to be responsible to God and his country by working to end human suffering and promote justice. Unlike many social cause champions, he did not have to overcome educational or financial hardships. He came from a prominent, affluent family and was educated at St. John's College, Cambridge. With a witty and engaging personality that attracted friends, he preferred the nightlife and was not a very serious student. He managed, however, to graduate, and he entered politics due to his political connections, but did not do much there until his encounter with God. What was it that made this man so determined? His life ambitions changed dramatically in 1786, when he had a spiritual rebirth and began to see his life's work come into focus. His pursuit of pleasing himself made an abrupt turn, and he became committed to helping others. Although he suffered lengthy bouts of ill health throughout his life, he would not let this deter him from pursuing what he felt was his life's calling, which was ending the slave trade. In 1789, William and fellow legislator Thomas Clarkson began to write resolutions against the slave trade, which were blocked by members of Parliament who had vested interests. All their bills were defeated from 1791 through 1805. Their persistence finally paid off when he received word, while on his deathbed, that final passage of the latest bill was ensured. Finally, in 1807, the slave trade in British Empire was abolished. William Wilberforce exemplifies at least two of the pillars of character counts, caring and citizenship. His compassion for the slaves brought to England in the 1700s drove him into action, and as a member of Parliament, he took responsibility to propose legislation to abolish the slave trade. This was the first real government legislation anywhere in the world to prohibit slavery and is noted as one of the turning points in human history. I'm inspired by him to look within myself and chart my course of action based upon my beliefs. I'm challenged to ensure that I make every effort to live out my faith through actions that make a difference in the lives of others. William Wilberforce showed us how to live out faith by caring for others and by using his position in Parliament responsibly to effect change.